right, welcome back to it, man. It's moving fast today. I'm not kidding you. You know, just hanging on for dear life. That's what we do sometimes. Is news moves fast, and when I need to hang on for dear life, is Ivy not there? I'm totally confused. All right. I thought that Ivy was joining us at this point in the program. Nobody's talking to me. I'll just sit here and stare into the camera.
1 second.
All right. I think they're working on it. I have no idea. Anyhow, we're putting it together now. Here we go. Because, you know, when things move fast, we have to adjust along the way. And trust me, people tell me that's the best part of the program. I don't disagree. But we had some breaking news today that kind of set us behind. And that is, if you didn't hear us earlier, Carl Mankey, America's barber. After end of business yesterday, the Attorney General's office sent to his attorney, David Coleman, a note saying that Mankey's license to cut hair has been revoked or suspended or whatever you want to call it, based on three very weak points. Number one, that he has violated the governor's executive orders to not operate because he's not an essential business. Number two, they claim he's been charged with a misdemeanor, which he has, two of them. And number three, that he violated the Department of Health and Human Services order to cease and desist that was already in court. That was already in court on Monday. And so that was supposed to go to court today in front of Judge Jordan in Owosso. At any rate. All right. So technical issues are just going to haunt me now, apparently. At any rate. Let's see what else we can shift to here. As you look at some of the other stories affecting people around the country, businesses going out of business. Steak and Shake, 10% of their stores are going to close now. 10% of the stores are going to close because of the coronavirus crisis. Steak and Shake is closing 57 locations because of the adverse effect of the coronavirus health crisis on its operations. Larry Holdings said that it's closing those. Could be more, by the way. Could be more locations closing. The COVID-19 pandemic has had an adverse effect on our restaurant operations, thereby resulting in the evaluation of company-operated restaurants for recoverability, they said. And so 51 company-owned Steak and Shake locations, as well as 6 franchise-owned locations, shut down in the first quarter of 2020, and they will not be coming back. Shuttering permanently. And you're going to see a lot more of this. As the lockdowns continue, as the economies struggle in the different states, you're going to see a lot more of this. And we'll go from there. Let's see. In Massachusetts.
Ivy's here.
Oh, she is here. All right. Well, Ivy has joined us now. A bit of a technical issue there. Ivy, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
And how are you?
Doing well, a little frustrated after hearing the story with David Coleman about Carl Mankey and the police state that we are living in.
Yeah, it is frustrating. There's a court hearing today, and the attorney general doesn't wait for that. The governor doesn't wait for that. They just say, hey, we're going to go ahead and railroad the guy anyway. Even though there's a court hearing, there's a process in place. Carl has not been arrested for his misdemeanors. He has not had due process for his license. It's outrageous, isn't it?
It is outrageous. And if this doesn't scare the daylight out of you, I don't know anything that would. I mean, this is complete overreach of the government, and there is no due process. And if you're an American and you live in the United States of America, you have that right to due process. And it's absolutely unbelievable to me that this is happening.
Yeah, it's unbelievable to me, too. I mean, he's a guy who has operated his business for 59 years in one place. Guy who's a good guy in his community, paid his taxes, done his thing, not been banged up with the law that we're aware of in any other place, not really a troublemaker. And I wonder, you know, somebody suggested it's elder abuse. Maybe they're picking on the old guy. And honestly, is this a good look for the governor? Is this a good look for the attorney general? Is this a good fight to pick?
No, it's not. And if you look at Dallas and what happened with that salon owner, she was taken to jail, released from jail, and now she's operating again. I don't see how that would end up any differently here. And it just looks like it gives the optics that, you know, you're picking on this guy. And the reality is, if you can go and safely shop at the grocery store, if you can go and safely work and social distance, what difference is it if you go to a hair salon? And that, to me, is the bottom line question. If you can do it safely one way, then you should be able to do it safely all the other ways in terms of working or going out and running errands,
sure,
or whatever it is.
I think it makes the state look.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
I think it makes the state and the governor specifically and the attorney general specifically makes them look vindictive and petty. You lost in court on Monday, so you come back the next day, and without due process and without a hearing, you just go by way of the administrative state and take a guy's license. You take his ability to pay his bills, because all he wanted to do in the first place was pay his bills.
Yeah.
You're going to punish the guy
maybe
for
we should
doing
wait.
It.
Yeah, maybe we should wait for Nancy Pelosi's new stimulus bill, you know, to that, you know, several trillion dollar.
Yeah.
And let's pass it so that we can know what's in it. You know, we don't have time to look at it. Let's do it right now. It kind of sounds like them pushing through the Affordable Care Act, doesn't it?
Right. And then we can, of course, give Carl Mankey and all these other folks, we'll just give them a government check. They don't need to work. Ivy, that's just crazy. They don't need to work. They can just get a government check. Or as I like to say, a government check. Just give me a government check and we'll be all right. Please. It's outrageous. It just makes me angry. It also makes me angry that so many people think that it's okay. Oh, well, he shouldn't be working anyway. He's putting people at risk. No, he's not. He's putting people at risk.
People are going to die.
Everybody's going to die.
Right, exactly. And it's just ridiculous. And good for him for standing up for his rights. And I hope that this all ends up well and in his favor, because it is just absolutely ridiculous. And according to David Coleman and his reporting, the attorney general did this completely illegally. I mean,
that's right.
Follow the process that she is supposed to be following.
I don't know.
So,
processes and following the laws are for little people,
Ivy.
Rules
don't apply to everyone.
Well, rules are for little people. You should know that by now. Okay, I got to jump. Ivy, thank you as always. God bless you.
Thank you.
In the No Panic Zone, back after this.
An important message from Jerry Norcia, president and CEO of DTE Energy.
The coronavirus pandemic is challenging all of us, but it's especially important to support our neighbors in need. While our dedicated DTE employees work tirelessly to ensure reliable energy, the DTE Foundation is working with community partners across Michigan. We're providing more than 100,000 families with critical support services, including more than 1 million meals. Together, we'll power through this.
DTE. Jerry Norcia, president and CEO of DTE Energy.
We at DTE care deeply about all the communities where we live and serve. Our top priority during this crisis is the health and safety of our employees and customers. So our crews are focusing only on work that's critical to ensure reliable energy and quick response to emergencies. If you experience challenges due to medical conditions or loss of income, contact us. We want every one of our customers to have energy to stay safe and warm.
DTE.